My name is Anouk Millet. I'm on the phone with Clayton Thomas Miller. He's an activist working notably as co-director of the Indigenous Tar Sands Campaign of the Polaris Institute and as organizer with 350.org. Hello, Clayton.
Hey. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. I'm first going to ask you to tell us a bit more about the movement, 350.org.
Well, 350.org is a spectacular organization with just an incredible team of people based all across Mother Earth that are all organizing to build, the biggest global movement for climate justice that the world has ever seen. We also have a spectacular team here in Canada that has been organizing on the Energy East pipeline issue. Mm-hmm. And that has set a date in collaboration with social movement sectors from every facet of Canadian society to have a mass march for jobs, justice, and action on the climate on July 5th in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
This is the kind of work that we're involved in all across the globe in terms of organizing, building convergence spaces for diverse social movement sectors to come together and to fight for concrete action on the global climate crisis.
So it's very much to facilitate organization rather than like creating actual events?
Absolutely. I mean, 350's got a number of approaches that it utilizes, but I think the primary one is that we're really good at take an unconventional approach to organizing on environmental issues in terms of the fact that, a lot of the times we're partnering with community-based partners, and that requires a lot of the times for us to step back and allow, our grassroots community-based partners to step forward. Certainly here in Canada, we have amazing relationships all across the country and are working hard to, open up, and contribute resources to the creation of spaces where movements can converge and where we can see the emergence of, a deeper and wider analysis on how to address the global climate crisis. And, that's the whole idea, really, with July 5th. It's about ushering in a just, clean energy economy, one that respects the free, prior, and informed consent of Canada's Indigenous peoples, one that, also respects, the rights of workers, and that creates jobs that don't require workers to have to fly thousands of miles away from home, just to have a decent paying job, to put food on the table for their families. July 5th is really, for us, the starting point, a point where we can really bring together, some of the biggest unions in the country, including Unifor, the union that represents energy workers in this country, where we can lift up the voices of frontline Indigenous communities that are fighting against tar sands expansion and the expansion of fossil fuel development, across the country and, through tar sands infrastructure like the controversial, Northern Gateway, Kinder Morgan, Keystone XL, and of course now Energy East has been thrown into that mix as well. But also reaching out in Toronto, and looking for leadership, to be given from frontline communities that are organizing, across sectors in Toronto, from racial justice to, Indigenous solidarity groups that have been, supporting First Nations in and around the GTA on issues, of environmental justice. And so definitely it's a learning process, but something that we're very excited about.
Yeah. You've been talking about the march on July 5th. Could you tell us a bit more on what is planned for that march?
Absolutely. Well, it's really going to be a few days of activities on the lead up. For those people that can't make it to the march in Toronto, we're also planning a mass day of distributed action. And so we have 8 actions across the country confirmed in places like Winnipeg, Manitoba, and places like Fredericton, New Brunswick, and many others as well. And many more people are signing up as we approach closer to the date to lead local actions, you know, as part of the whole theme of jobs, justice, and climate action. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's a way for people to be a part of the events. And then in Toronto itself, again, you know, on July 5th, we will have an unprecedented coalition of social movement sectors coming together, you know, to send a very clear message to the Harper government that, you know, we need concrete action on climate change. We need an economic paradigm to emerge in this country that doesn't force Canadians to sacrifice, you know, the Indigenous rights of First Nations peoples at the altar of irresponsible economic policies. You know, one that doesn't sacrifice, you know, our access to clean water, you know, something that enables workers to be able to, you know, have clean jobs that enable them to stay home, you know, closer to their areas. Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, another thing that we've been able to do is definitely to incorporate, you know, the whole artistic expression into the mobilization. We have an art space that's opening up this next weekend in Toronto for people that are in the GTA to come down and to participate in the building of, you know, visuals that represent the climate justice movement that they want to see. Mm-hmm. And that'll be open all month on the lead up to July 5th, you know, when the big March for Jobs, Justice, and Climate Action takes place. So we'll see a lot of beautiful art installations. We'll see a lot of different voices, you know, from different movement sectors. And it's going to be a pretty spectacular day that I think will set a tone for a summer of action leading us into, of course, the federal election and onward to the Paris UN Climate Summit in December.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday you had a press conference, am I right?
I did, yeah. Well, we did, yes.
Can you tell me how it went?
Absolutely. You know, it was a small event. You know, we had a few dozen local Toronto activists come and show their solidarity and support. We met right in the heart of Toronto's financial district, and we had different social movement leaders representing, you know, social movements like Idle No More, like No One Is Illegal. You know, we had the president of Unifor, Jerry Dias speak, as well as, you know, Canadian author and activist Naomi Klein, the author of This Changes Everything, spoke, and Melina Lubicon Massimo, you know, who's a First Nations woman community leader from Alberta's Lubicon Cree Nation and campaigner with Greenpeace, all had compelling messages and, you know, represented the kind of diverse movement that we hope to continue to strengthen, you know, with our actions on our distributed day of actions on July 4th, and of course the big mobilization on the eve of the Pan American Economic Summit on Climate being hosted by Premier Nguyen. You know, that is our purpose.
That's very amazing. Where can our listeners find more information and if they want to get involved?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, if for more information to sign up for the distributed day of action or to sign up, you know, for events that are taking place in Toronto, listeners can go to jobsjusticeclimate.ca. That's jobsjusticeclimate.ca for all the information that you need.
That's great. Thank you very much for being here.
Absolutely. And follow us on Twitter, 350 Canada. That's our Twitter handle for constant updates on the lead up to July 5th and beyond. Thank you so much for having me on the program.